The United Nations has said Mali is reluctant to approve a UN peacekeeping operation. The UN Deputy Secretary General Jean Alyeson has said that the Malian government is hesitant to grant entry to UN forces. Alyeson said there is growing convergence on the need of such an operation among the five permanent members of the Security Council, as well as the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS. He said UN peacekeepers could be deployed only when the fighting between French-led forces and local fighters ends. France launched a war in northern Mali last month, aiming to drive what it calls Al-Qaeda militants out of the West African state. Well, joining us now on the line from Washington is Douglas Digroot. He's with the Executive Intelligence Review. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, it is interesting that this is the very same junta which had basically begged the international community to come in and intervene and fight off these fighters in northern Mali. But now it has a problem with UN peacekeepers coming in. What do you make of that?
Their concern is the government's concern, the transitional government's concern, is that the African force and then the French support to that force, which intervened unilaterally, was designed to reestablish the territorial integrity of the country, because part of the jihadist forces wanted to break off and make a separate part of their country in the north. So this intervention was to force the to reinforce the idea of the territorial integrity of the country, reestablish that. The government's concern is that if this UN force gets involved before that, territorial integrity is guaranteed or established, then who are they going to back? Are they going to be involving? Are they going to get themselves between various forces inside Mali itself, i.e. the government who wants to establish territorial integrity and the group that doesn't, and do peacekeeping between those two groups? They only want the UN support once the territorial integrity of their country is established.
Mr. Digroot, let me just cut in there. But speaking of territorial integrity, it's quite rich coming from a country which has called in a former colonialist power to come and quote-unquote liberate it. What do you make of that?
Why did the French do it? Well, there's two related reasons. One is partly the old French Empire. They've got a lot of interest in that entire region. But also they don't want to see Algeria broken up and given the same treatment that Iraq and Syria and so on have gotten, because you would then have millions of Algerians fleeing into France, and they're not ready to, they just can't handle that kind of a situation. So they're trying to, I think they're trying to protect France primarily, and Mali was being used as a base for the forces that were the proxy forces that were being used to try and destabilize Algeria, as was indicated and demonstrated by the attack on the gas plant in Aminas a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, so is France safer today, in your opinion, because of this incursion into Mali?
I'm sorry?
Do you think France is safer today because of its incursion into Mali?
Safer? Well, I suppose there could be operations that they would try and run inside France as well to destabilize them. But if they don't want Algeria to collapse, and that's why the Mali operation was being set up to as a platform for destabilizing Algeria and the rest of the West African states. That's why all the other African states in West Africa also supported the French intervention, because they know it's going to come from there to go after them as well. The same proxy forces. So
okay.
This thing was dragging along in the UN and nobody was supporting it, so the French acted unilaterally for a combination of reasons. One, they got their old empire, their resources connected to their old empire.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was Douglas Digroot with the Executive Intelligence Review there, joining us on the line from Washington. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, Mr. Digroot.